Hey, thanks for joining us as we continue our journey through the Gospels today. We're at Matthew chapter 26, verses 36 through 39. Then Jesus went with his disciples to a place called Gethsemane, and he said to them, "Sit here while I go over there and pray." He took Peter and his two sons of Zebedee along with him, and he began to be sorrowful and troubled. And then he said to them, "My soul is overwhelmed with sorrow to the point of death. Stay here and keep watch with me." Going a little farther, he fell with his face to the ground, and he prayed, "My Father, if it is possible, may this cup be taken from me, yet not as I will, but as you will." So there are some who approach prayer with the list of impersonal imperatives. "Hey, God, I want you to do this. When you get that done, here's another thing to do. Sorry for the reminder, but don't forget the things I asked for 2 days ago. And I needed that yesterday. In Jesus' name I pray, amen." Some even teach that praying is not only telling God what you want, but exactly when you want it. You let God know that you won't take no for an answer. Is praying, quote, "your will to be done," a cop-out? Well, today's passage records the most intense prayer of Jesus' life. Matthew quotes Jesus as saying, "My soul is overwhelmed with sorrow to the point of death." Luke tells us that Jesus' sweat was like drops of blood falling on the ground. But take note that Jesus concluded his prayer with these words, "Yet not as I will, but as you will." Prayer is a personal conversation with God. It's not a laundry list of commands or must-haves. In the conversation with my Heavenly Father, I can and should express my personal desires just like Jesus did. And just like Jesus, I should hand over my desires to the perfect will of God. Now, that's not a lack of faith. That's called humble obedience. So, Father, thank you for allowing me to bring my desires before you. Thank you for allowing me to share my heart openly and honestly. But, Father, as always, I want your will to be done in my life, your good and perfect and pleasing will. In Jesus' name I pray, amen. If you'd like for us to pray for you here at The Journey, just send your request to prayer at ronmoore.org. That's prayer at ronmoore.org.